Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in the north of England and earned a Bachelor of Education from Al Azhar University. From 1989 to 1994, she launched and then led an exhibition company for News International. She joined Alpha International in 1994 as its CEO, and since 2015 has also been its president. Alpha is an opportunity for anyone, anywhere, to freely explore unique questions about life, faith, and God, which now has 64,000 courses running in 169 countries. Her name, Tricia Neal. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula, this is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to Tricia Neal from London, England, who's the president of Alpha International. Tricia, welcome, a real honor to have you.
Thank you so much, Jack, and it's lovely to be on your show. And I gather you've got wonderful weather there this week, and we have as well in London, so we're feeling very blessed here.
All right. Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Yes, I was brought up in the north of England. My father was Irish, and my mother was Scottish, and they had met during the Second World War. My father spotted my mother across a crowded room in a bar and decided that she was the one that he wanted to marry. He had had a very broken and distressing childhood himself, and so family and children and marriage were all very important to him. I was brought up with an older brother and a younger sister, and my parents would take me to church every Sunday. We went to Sunday school, we went to the youth club, and it was just part of the way that we were brought up. And we had a happy childhood. We lived near the coast, so lots of times on the beach and lots of sporting activities. And it was just a very normal, just a normal childhood, really, and I was very blessed coming from a home where both my parents were family people, and that was how our upbringing was.
All right. You graduate from college, and then you work in the Middle East for 7 years with Shell Oil. Tell us about those days.
When I went away to college, I made a decision that I wanted to live my own life and do my own thing, and I just didn't see the relevance of God at all in my life. So I went through all of my college years completely away from the church, and that's actually how it was for about the next 20 years after that. After I left college, I worked in the UK for a little while, and then I was offered a job with Shell working in the Middle East, and I was there for 7 years. And it was an extraordinary experience. I was living in the Sultanate of Oman, and at the time, it was like stepping back 2,000 years. It was very primitive, and I loved my time there, but I also found it a very difficult time, because my life wasn't very sorted, and I was leading a pretty desperate lifestyle, and I was in quite an addictive relationship, which I needed to try and escape from. And so that was really the reason why I left Oman to come back to the UK, because I just needed to get out of a very difficult relationship. And it was also at the same time as that, I was being headhunted to a company that was run by Rupert Murdoch, News International, and I was being headhunted to come and join that company, which is really what I did. And that's how I found myself living in London for the first time ever, because, of course, I'd only lived in the north of England, and then, of course, I lived in the Middle East.
You actually created and then ran a new division, an exhibition company for News International, and you worked for Rupert Murdoch, as you said. Tell us about the famous, worldwide known Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's exactly right. I did. I was involved in spearheading a new division for him. And to be perfectly honest, I never met him, but we always knew when he flew into town, because the next day, heads would have rolled. And many of the people that you had been working with within the big empire of News International would suddenly have gone. And, you know, I think he was probably quite cutthroat in the way that he ran his business. And, you know, one day you'd be working with somebody at News International and be linked in with them, and the next day you'd hear that they had they'd left. So I think in a way I was quite fortunate that I didn't actually have to report directly into him, but it was a great experience, and I actually loved setting up new organizations and building something from scratch. So for me, it was a great job, and I loved doing that. I worked with some fascinating people, and I loved my role there.
We're talking to Tricia Neal. When we come back, we're going to ask her about her meeting another fascinating human being, Nikki Gumbel, and how it changed her life and millions of others. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're talking to Tricia Neal. And in 1994, Trish, you meet a man, Nikki Gumbel. Tell us first about Nikki Gumbel, please.
Well, yes, in actual fact, I met him in 1993. As I mentioned, I had moved to London to work with Rupert Murdoch at News International. And if I'm honest, I found London a very difficult place to feel at home and to feel a sense of community. And it was hard to have come from a country like the Middle East and the Sultanate of Oman, where I seemed to know everybody, and yet to come to London and try to mix in was very hard. And one of the girls that I met, I love playing tennis, and one of the girls that I met playing tennis told me that I was saying, how do you make friends in London? How do you meet people? And she said, what you need to do is to come and do Alpha at Holy Trinity, Brompton. It was an Anglican church in the center of London. And Nikki Gumbel was an associate pastor at that church at the time. And he was responsible for running Alpha there. Well, I had no idea what Alpha was, but she made it just so easy for me to come. And she told me that I'd meet some nice people, I'd have a nice meal, and if I didn't like it, I never had to come back, and nobody was going to chase me. And, you know, I hadn't been to church for over 20 years, so it was quite a big step for me to go. But because I liked her and she made it an easy invitation, I went along one night, and she was right. We had a great meal. There were some very nice people in my group, and then somebody called Nikki Gumbel got up to speak. And at that evening, he spoke about Christianity, boring, untrue, irrelevant, question mark. And he spoke about his life, that he had been he'd been brought up in a home with his mother. His father was a secular Jew, and his mother was a non-practicing Anglican. And so he had been brought up completely sort of outside of the church. And it was when he was at university in Cambridge that he started reading the Bible. He was reading the Bible because he wanted to protect his friends who had suddenly become Christians and he felt he needed the knowledge to discuss and argue with them that they were going down the wrong pathway. So he started reading the Bible, and he realized then that Jesus was real, and that he had a choice to make, that he could either lead his life the way it was, or he could make a commitment to Jesus. And he spoke about all of this that first evening when I went on Alpha. And if I'm totally honest, I was shocked by what he was saying, because it was so far removed from the sort of lifestyle and the way that I was living my life that I really, at the end of the evening, said to my friend that I wasn't really interested, and in actual fact, please could she not mention it to me again, but I wouldn't be coming back to Alpha. And so I thought that was it. That would be my one and only meeting with Nikki. But shortly after that, one of my neighbors was struggling, and where I lived in Wimbledon, and I, trying to help her and trying to get her through this mess that her life had become, I suggested to her that she ought to go and do Alpha. And I said that if she wanted to do Alpha, I would go with her as to keep her company. And so that's how I went back to Holy Trinity Brompton, and I started hearing Nikki each week talk about who is Jesus, why did Jesus die, how and why should I pray. And it was really on the weekend away on the person and work of the Holy Spirit that I realized that everything that I'd been hearing and was in my head, well, it really shifted to my heart, and that was through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And my life was changed. I gave my life to Jesus, and if I'm honest, it has never been the same since. And Nikki asked me if I would start to, if I would help him on the next term's Alpha and help be a facilitator and a host in the small group. And it was just through that we got to know one another a little bit. And Nikki then mentioned to me that, he rang me one day at News International to say that he needed help with Alpha, that he felt that God was going to do something through Alpha, and he didn't know what to do, but he had all these people wanting to know how to run the course from different churches in the UK and all around the world. And would I come and leave my job and come and help him to try and implement and build the structures of, you know, what God was doing through Alpha, and trying to help other churches to run this course if they wanted to. So that was really my introduction to Nikki, and that was, I joined him working at HTB in April of 1994.
And Alpha back then was about 200 Alpha courses in the world. Alpha is an opportunity for anyone, anywhere, to freely explore their unique questions about life, faith, and God. It's run over 11 weeks. You can run it anywhere, cafes, churches, schools, universities, homes, bars, prisons. But each session, Tricia, has a meal. Why a meal at every session?
Yes, we have a meal. What happens are a number of distinct elements to Alpha. And one of the key areas is to build community. And so eating together and just being together as a small group is really a key part of Alpha. And I always remember when I'd done about 5 weeks of Alpha, I had this extraordinary sense of belonging before believing. And it was because I was in this small group. We would get together every evening as the session started. We'd eat together. We'd talk with one another about how our weeks had been. And it was just, sharing a meal together. It's just the most natural thing to do. And so for us, having a meal on Alpha is really one of the critical elements.
If you want to learn more, www.alpha.org. Just in 2015 alone, 2.2 million people took Alpha. That means 29 million people have gone through the Alpha course. And it's September of this year. You're coming out with a new global Alpha campaign. Tell us about the new campaign, please.
Yes, that's exactly right. 29 million people like myself have done Alpha in 169 countries around the world. And I think one of the key things that we've seen as our own church in London is that we reach the next generation, the sort of urban 24-year-old. We have about 1,000 people queuing up every Wednesday night who are outside of the church, but they're queuing up to come on Alpha because they want to learn about the meaning of life for them. And when we look around the world, we see that many other churches struggle to reach that next generation. And so this year, there are two elements to what we've been doing to try and support the local church in reaching out to the younger people. One is that we've brought out a new Alpha film series, which is really aimed at the urban 24-year-old. And that was released in April of this year. And it's the 11 sessions that you know on Alpha, but it's done in a way that it really appeals to the next generation. It's filmed all around the world, and it's the content that Nikki speaks about on Alpha, but instead of saying Jackie Pullinger out in Hong Kong, we're filming Jackie Pullinger in Hong Kong, speaking about what Nikki would say she said. And it's Nikki and Pippa Gumbel do about a third of the new Alpha film series, but then we have other younger global presenters who are part of this. And now that we've got the new film ready for the global church to use, it's also been translated into five of the main languages of Arabic, Bahasa for Indonesian, Mandarin, Spanish, and Hindi. So it's, as well as obviously English. And we have asked, Bear Grylls, who I don't know if all your listeners know of him, but he is very much, the demographic he appeals to is the younger generation. He is a wild adventurer. He does programs like Man vs. Wild and all the adventure programs. He eats worms and, you know, all sorts of things. He really appeals to the younger generation. And he did Alpha at our church a few years ago with his wife, Shara, and his life was changed. And he feels that everything that he has been doing over the last few years, building the brand of his name, has been leading to this moment, which is to take part in a global advertising campaign whereby we, through social media, through billboards, through cinema advertising, through press releases, he becomes the face of Alpha. And, I mean, it's a huge commitment for him to do, and we're so grateful to him for doing it. But from the 1st of September, I think there are 60 countries now around the world who will take part in this campaign, and it will run from the 1st of September right through for 18 months until December 2017. And certainly in the UK, we've done 16 advertising campaigns over the last years. And we're just thrilled to be part of something that is bigger than just the UK, but is now going to be global around the world. And Bear will be the face of Alpha.
We're talking to Tricia Neal, the CEO and president of Alpha International. If you want to learn more, www.alpha.org. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WGR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasul, and with Tricia Neal, the author of From Vision to Action, Running an Alpha Church of God. In the last segment, Tricia, you were talking about you're trying to reach these 24-year-olds. How can you possibly get 24-year-olds to come together weekly for 11 weeks to talk about faith, God, etc. That's impossible.
Well, you know, in the UK, we are now a very secular society, and religion and the church really don't feature in our culture at all. And I think about 5% of people go to church here in the UK on a Sunday. So you're absolutely right. It's very far removed from the normal family life, and certainly from the schools in the UK. And I would suggest that that's becoming very similar in the US as well. What is interesting is the way that young people come on our Alpha course at Holy Trinity Brompton. They mostly come because a friend invites them. So, for example, I went on Alpha because a friend I trusted and liked invited me to come. She also made it possible for me not to feel threatened, but to feel that it was an easy place to come and that I could drop out if I wasn't interested. Because I think most people don't want to get involved in something when they think it's 11 weeks. So the way that people invite their friends is they tell them that they're going to get a meal, everybody wants to eat, and that there'll be nice people there, and then just come along. And if you don't like it, you don't have to come back. But also what you have to remember is often the friends that have invited them have also had an experience on the previous Alpha course, and their lives have radically changed, and friends see that change in them and are intrigued and want to know what's going on. And so for us to get people to come to the first night of Alpha is the big push that we would try to do and encourage them to come. And then on our Alpha course, we would do everything possible to make it an environment and a situation and a culture that they would feel comfortable in. So they would be welcomed by, you know, our best people who would be welcoming on the door and bringing them in and being looked after and looking after them just as you would if you were inviting them to come into your home. We also create an environment that they would feel comfortable in. All of our helpers and leaders of our small groups would be young and would be of their age group. And also the speakers, although Nikki will speak on a couple of occasions, most of the people who give talks on our own Alpha course are that age of person who would we're trying to attract. And so we do everything possible to just create the environment that makes them feel at ease. For example, the first night, there can be a queue going into the church of 800 people. Now, you and I, because we're slightly older, Jack, don't like queuing. But young people queuing up to go to the nightclubs in London, they think it must be the happening place to be. So they don't mind queuing up. And, of course, as they're queuing up, we have people coming down the queues with sweets or drinks or hot chocolate, and just to make them feel welcome. But they're so used to doing that, they would queue up to get into a pub in London. They'd queue up to go to a nightclub in London. And so for them, you know, that's a perfectly normal, and it shows that it's something worth going to if people are queuing up to get in.
Oh, Trish, what are our young people today truly yearning for?
I think the young people are longing to belong and have a community that they feel part of. I think they have an emptiness and they don't know why they feel empty, because for many of them, who are totally linked into social media and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they feel as though they've got thousands of friends, but actually they have no connection. And so I think young people are looking for that connection point, that their generation and their culture, the culture that they live in now, is just doesn't give them. And we just find, certainly in the UK, that the young people are hungry for a sense of belonging and community and for connection.
ELF International is an opportunity for anyone, anywhere, to freely explore unique questions about life, faith, and God, which now has 64,000 courses running in 169 countries in 112 languages, and 29 million have gone through Alpha. And your goal, Tricia, is by 2018 to have reached 40 million people.
That's right. I mean, we believe, it was quite funny because in the early days of when we got to about 18 million people had done Alpha, I mentioned it to Nikki that, I remember him saying, "Well, that's great, Trish. Now you know Alpha works. You've done the research and development, and now we really need to now roll this out." And we really believe, we have a sense that in the foreseeable future, that we could reach 100 million people, and by beginning to reach 100 million, you're getting to the tipping point, and you're really beginning to make a difference in society. So that's what we're praying for and believing in.
Tricia Neal, have you ever witnessed a miracle?
I have. I've witnessed a miracle with my friend, and I've witnessed a miracle in my own life. I was diagnosed with aggressive cancer. It was probably about 13 years ago, and the prognosis was not brilliant. And I was, over time, obviously I went through all the things that I needed to do through the hospital. I had an operation and I had chemotherapy and radiotherapy, but here I am now 13 years later, and I, praise God, I've got all the energy that I need, and I'm fit and healthy, and I feel that's a personal miracle in my own life, given the prognosis that I was given. But I also had a friend who had hepatitis B, and we were away on a church holiday together. Our church at Holy Trinity Brompton goes away for a week every summer, where there are speakers, and we've just had some wonderful speakers from America. Jensen Franklin was speaking this last week that we were on, and we loved him. We had Bill Johnson, I beg your pardon, as well, speaking at our Focus Week away. But a few years ago, a friend of mine, her husband rang and said that they couldn't get to Focus because she was so ill. And in fact, the doctors said that she would most likely die. She had very bad hepatitis B. And I persuaded her son, who was on the week, to encourage them to get in the car and to come, and that we would pray for her. And they bundled her into the back of the car. They drove, I think, about 3.5-4 hours to get to where we were on holiday. And that evening, I remember, after the evening session, we got her a group of people around, of which I was one of them, and we prayed for her. And we prayed for her for probably half an hour, 45 minutes. And some of the others carried on praying, but I walked over to her husband, who was sitting and talking with Nikki Gumbel at the time. And I said to him, "David, something is happening. I don't know what it is, but there is a change." And the next day, she went home from Focus and went back to the hospital, and she was completely clear and has been ever since from hepatitis B. So, that was an amazing miracle to see. And in fact, we have just all been on our Focus Week away again, our church week away, and we were talking about her miraculous healing when we were away this time.
We're talking to Tricia Neal, and I'm Jack Rasool, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're talking to Trish Neal, the president of Alpha International. If you want to learn more, www.alpha.org. Trisha, if you would, talk to us about the mercy of God, please.
Well, the mercy of God, my goodness. Where do I start? I mean, I look at God in my own life, and I just think how kind and gracious and merciful he has been. Because I know what my past life was like, and I know what my life is like now. And it's the kindness of God that he swept me up. And, he revealed himself to me in a way that I had never seen him before. And I know for sure that if I'd continued to go down the past life that I was living, if I'd carried on, it was such a destructive life that I was living that, I think in many respects I probably almost wouldn't be here today, and I certainly wouldn't be living a life that is so full and rich and meaningful that, so I just think God is so generous, so kind, and so merciful to have swept me up and to have rescued me from a life that was not worth living. And that is, I'm just so grateful to him for that.
Trish, if there's a listener tonight that says, I've made an absolute mess of my life, maybe God can forgive me, but I can't forgive myself.
Well, I think that, if you've made a mess of your life, God is the God of the second chance and the third chance. And I think the key thing is to recognize that you're in failure and that you can't do it in your own strength, and to turn to God and to say that you're sorry and please come into my life and thank you for saving me and for coming and making a difference in my life. And I think then the Holy Spirit will come and live in your life. And if you feel that you can't forgive yourself, you need to ask the Lord to help you to forgive yourself. And through the Holy Spirit, I mean, the great thing is that when Jesus came on the cross, he didn't leave us to live our lives on our own. He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us and to live in us and to change us. And that is always the great thing that I know, that anything I do, I don't have to do it in my own strength, because I wouldn't be able to do it. But I can do all things through Jesus and through the help of the Holy Spirit that he sent to be with us and to live with us. And I think anyone who is struggling is, to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. And the Holy Spirit will help us.
The Bible says that God is in control. But Trisha, Neal, it sure doesn't seem that way many days in England, Belgium, France, America. What do you say about God being in control?
Well, I think God gave us free will to make our own choices and to choose our own life. We aren't puppets in God's hands. And sadly, because we have free will, there are people, and ourselves included, that perhaps don't lead the lives the way that God would want us to lead our lives. And, we see what's happening in the U.S., and we see what's happening in Europe, and here in the U.K., there are just so many tragedies happen. But and we'll never know really the reasons until we get to heaven why God has allowed those to happen. But the only way that I can be reconciled with it is the fact that God has given us the free will to live our lives the way that we choose to. And sadly, there are people who choose to live a life that is not honoring and is destructive to other human beings.
How can I truly experience Jesus?
I think you can, and this is something that young people love as well, is that they just don't want to know and have head knowledge of who the Lord is, but they want to know in their hearts. They want to have an experience of Jesus in their lives. And we can do that through the Holy Spirit. And that is a key part of the Alpha course. We have sessions on who is the Holy Spirit, what does the Holy Spirit do, and how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I think when you experience the Holy Spirit in your life, you have an experience of Jesus in your life and of his love, his liquid love coming into your life. And I would just ask to be filled by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit.
As our time winds down, would you please lead us in a closing prayer tonight, Tricia Neal?
I would. And thank you, Jack, to you and all your listeners. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Let us pray. Father, I just want to thank you for this time that we've been able to, Jack and I have been able to share together. And I pray, Lord, for every single listener who has been involved in this program. Father, thank you that you know each one of those people by name and that you love them. And I pray, Father, that as they go about their business over the rest of this evening, Lord, that you would continue to speak to them, that you would touch them with your love, and that they may experience the fullness of life in your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Tricia Neal, what a shining example of a mighty woman of God. Keep up the great work. Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spawn.